saying it was a pretty disappointing season for most of Ontario's 180 snowmobile clubs would be a massive understatement. Locally, looking back, there were no highlights to brag about. Having just 19 days of open trails in our local area is a bit of a low light, that is for sure, stated Sean Flindle, director of public relations and marketing for the North Bay Snowmobile Club. We believe this is an El Niño effect that brought mild temperatures through the winter, and we are totally convinced that this is a one-off. Despite the letdown of last season due to poor weather conditions, the North Bay Club is moving forward with trail maintenance in the off-season in anticipation of a turnaround for next season. As recently as today, we had booked a crew to be up around Martin River, clearing a trail. We are certainly not throwing in the towel on snowmobiling, said Flindle. We spend a lot of time in the off-season prepping trails and cutting trails and clearing trails and building bridges and making repairs. So, there is a lot of work done by a lot of volunteers. Bridge work in the region is ongoing. We have a couple of bridges we're working on in our region, that are real significant projects not only from the financial side but once the bridge is ready to go, getting the equipment on location and getting these massive bridges installed is quite a feat of engineering and labor. We've always got in our region two or three of these big bridge projects that are difficult from both a financial and logistics perspective. The past snowmobile season wasn't just a disappointment for the sledders, but also to the many businesses which rely on the season to help stay afloat. That's really the bigger story here. The fact that there was very little sledding this year is a bummer for sledders. A lot of people didn't even pull their machines out of the garage this year. But the bigger story really is the ripple effect on the financial impact side, said Flindle. There are hundreds and hundreds of little businesses peppered across northern Ontario, like restaurants, motels and hotels. All these little businesses really truly rely on snowmobiling to make their year. They make all their money in January, February, and March, and then they live off that to keep their businesses open throughout the year until they can make money again the following January, February, and March. Flindle expects some of these businesses didn't survive the winter. With no bums in seats in restaurants and no heads in beds in these little motels and off-the-beaten-track lodges, the financial impact is significant, and a lot of these businesses simply won't make it. Supporting them in the off-season could make a difference. For sure, there has been a call out not just to the snowmobiling membership but to everyone, to try to support these businesses in the off-season. And we have seen that happen. We have seen some patronage to these businesses, and hopefully that will help, but there's no question that some of these businesses aren't going to make it until next year, and that is a real sad reality. That is the result of no snow. Add to that list of businesses, the dealerships in many communities, that struggled with declining sales. We don't so much think about them, but they are stuck with an awful lot of inventory. They couldn't sell snowmobiles this winter because there was no snow, and they've been forced, of course, by their dealers to now order new machines for the 25 season. They're already stacked with overstock. Some of these dealerships have over $1 million in inventory, and that is a big hit for those dealerships, observed Flindle. So, the ripple effect is significant. Although we believe it is a one-off and we will be back to business as usual next year, the impact in the meantime is really dramatic. Financially, the local club managed to avoid taking a major hit. Our revenues typically offset our expenses, and so certainly revenues were impacted to a certain degree, but our expenses were a lot lower too. Groomers weren't operating, so there was no fuel being used. Groomers weren't requiring the maintenance they would need in a typical year. So, our expenses are way down. Certainly, memberships are lower too, Flindle pointed out. Most people purchase their membership in advance during the preseason early bird deals. But we sure do sell a lot of weekend and weeklong and even season permits in the height of the season as well, so that didn't happen, of course. Our overall revenue is down for sure, but so are our expenses. So, from a math perspective, the clubs aren't in bad shape. Flindle says they are not sure what the plan is for permit sales next season. We haven't heard any indication that the OFSC will be giving a bit of a break on permit sales. I don't know that that will happen, and honestly, I would be surprised if it did happen, because from an overall club and OFSC perspective, revenues were down and so were those expenses, so it is a bit of an offset. It is not like the clubs and the OFSC are rolling in money because of the results this year by any means. So, I don't anticipate there would be a break given on permit sales next year as a result of this. Time will tell. Snowmobilers and businesses need a return to seasonable temperatures and snowfall levels. It will be great to have a normal winter again, and get our businesses jammed up with trucks and trailers and sleds and see a turnaround. It certainly is a fingers, toes, and eyes crossed situation, that we're back to normal next year and we're doing everything in anticipation of that. The North Bay Snowmobile Club is looking forward to a promising future. Hopefully over the next couple of seasons, we're going to have a lot of things open up for us, which will be great for the industry.